On Friday morning, Roger Overall and I met for a cup of coffee. It must be about a month since we've done that, because I was away in Japan and he was away in the Netherlands. But it was ever so good to get a chance to talk. And I decided I would record conversation about Japan and share it with you. So here is the recording of the bit of our conversation which was about Japan. We didn't talk only about Japan, but I said to Roger before we began, I said, look, ask me questions, otherwise I'll just go on and on and on about Japan, so I could easily become a Japan bore. So here it is. First you hear us deciding, well, Roger telling me what he was most interested in. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so what?
So obviously my interest is in food and drink.
Right.
Obviously I'm going to start there, because that's the low-hanging, forgive the pun, fruit. On that, did you have any Japanese fruit? Did you have any of this expensive strawberries?
No, I didn't spend fruit? €250 on a single strawberry. No, I actually came back from Japan. What I wanted almost more than anything else was fruit.
Really?
Got no fruit of any consequence in Japan, and I kept saying, why not? There were no bananas, no grapes, no apples on display, and I was told that you can get fruit in Japan, but it will tell you how little I experienced that I actually asked somebody, do they eat fruit in Japan?
But it wasn't there, wasn't available, wasn't offered.
There were no bowls of food, no bowls of fruit available, even in the places where, you know, there were in hotel breakfast. I'm wrong. There were some bits of fruit, but I didn't see a fruit shop put that way.
And what about your general day-to-day food then? Because Japanese food is very different from European food. Was there a breaking point, or was breakfast sufficiently Western that you could stock up on your eggs and bacon? And,
well,
I don't know, sausages.
First of all, whenever I go travelling, I do not want Western food if I can get away from it. So there's a whole section of Japanese food that I don't ever really want to taste again. And it has an awful lot to do with bean curd or beans. Now, I don't want to say that all bean food is, you know, I don't ever want to have bean food. But frankly, it was all terribly bland. The only way I could actually even eat some of it was by reasonably large amounts of soy sauce. So there's a whole raft of stuff, a lot of what do you call that stuff?
Tofu.
Yeah. Well, actually, I discovered that there's a form of tofu which I absolutely loved, and that is a form of tofu which is creamy tofu. Literally soft, cream texture-wise. I can't remember it having any flavour. But you could flavour it with other things. But then there's a whole load of other food that if you're interested in, I'll tell you I loved. So overall, Japanese food, fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. And so you ate 3 meals a day Japanese food. Were you able to choose, or were you sometimes just given your bland tofu?
Yes, we were able to do both. There was we went to a monastery in the mountains for it felt like 2 days. I think it may have been, you know, half of one day and the whole of the next day. But that, there the food was provided to you. There was no choice. And if I remember rightly, I didn't like much or any of the food in the monastery.
What was the most memorable meal you had, and what was the most enjoyable meal you had, if they are not the same?
No, they're not the same. The most memorable was, I suppose it is roast eel. I had never eaten eel before. It looked like, because it was presented, cut up in, must have been a thick eel, a fat eel, but it looked like roast pork. It looked beautiful, with glistening, it had been roasted, so it was brown and glistening, and I ate it because I'd never had eel before in my life. It was served on top of rice, and I have to put a plug in for Japanese rice. Loved it. It's, as far as I can remember, nearly all the same. Mm-hmm. It sticks together. And but I ate the eel. Can't remember if I finished it. I won't be having it again.
Right.
But it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
And it was up in the mountains on a day in which everything was covered in fog and we couldn't see Mount Fuji, which was, the reason to go up in the mountains. Not on the slopes of Mount Fuji, but we could have apparently seen it and even gone out on a lake in a boat where you would have had a... I've seen photographs of great photos of Mount Fuji taken from a lake. I had the meal by myself, but yeah, that was the most memorable. I got equal favorites in terms of most loved.
Okay.
One was a meal in which the beef, which was all this fancy beef from Japan, ragu beef, yeah. And that was actually cooked on a circular gas thing with a grill on top of it. And was actually cooked by a member of staff for us,
mm-hmm.
basically showed us how to cook it,
right.
But did actually cook
about
80% of it.
Right.
No, we were then left to finish it off, and it wasn't as if it was all that complicated, but there was a certain way that the person did it, which struck me as being beautifully cooked. I'm talking about the way in which it was cooked. That was a fabulous, fabulous meal where it wasn't just beef that was cooked, it was vegetables that were cooked, it was, but that was a fantastic meal. In fact, so much so that Del insisted more or less, or campaigned for a few days, to go back to that restaurant.
Was the campaign successful?
It wasn't, but not because we didn't go there, but there were too many people waiting to get in.
Oh, I see.
The other thing was sushi and sashimi, or sashimi, the raw fish in the on both of those. I mean, forget. Sushi, yeah. Forget the sushi you get here. I wouldn't cross the road for it. Piddly little amounts of fish in them. Untasteable. No. It's a different category altogether. the rice is so different and fantastic. I've never had sashimi. Anyway, that's the one where you get a large piece of fish, we'll say, on top of rice. And it's not rolled up in a ball with seaweed around it. No. And but that was terrific. And I had two ramen. Mm-hmm. Both of which were magnificent. Too big, though, to finish almost. I mean, ramens are huge. Other food in Japan that I came across anyway were small in size, but perfectly filling as far as I was concerned. Yeah. So they were, I mean, we didn't eat in any high end restaurants at all. We ate in a fair number of tiny, tiny restaurants. You couldn't believe a restaurant which had no more than, let's say, 6 seats. And you walk in off the street, you have your food and you leave. It's not for sitting around, and they must turn the seats over, 25, 30 times in an evening, But,
Oh, hey, Jim. Good, how are you?
So, yeah. So, definitely to be recommended for food. Now, what about the drink?
Well, tell me about the drink.
What about...
So, did you have sake?
Oh, yes.
You must have had some form of gin at some point.
Yes.
They make whiskey there as well, I believe.
Didn't touch whiskey. Did actually taste the cocktail that Idel had, which we had cocktails in a place in Tokyo, and the first cocktail Idel had was the best cocktail she'd ever had in her entire life. It was.
And she had had a cocktail before.
Loads and loads of cocktails before. This one I couldn't. I can show you a photograph. I can tell you if I look at the photograph, what the ingredients were.
Right.
It included, but absent. But I only mentioned that because that wasn't something I think that Idel had had before. And there must have been just a tiny amount of it because it didn't taste particularly of absinthe.
I've never had it, so I wouldn't really. Minty?
Unless I'm mixing it all up, it's licorice.
Okay,
there's a licorice or mint or minty
licorice.
That kind of stuff.
Actually, yeah.
I found gin to die for.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely, I couldn't believe it. I had a few ordinary gin and tonics, but actually my first gin in Japan was Japanese gin, and I asked for the gin to be supplied separate from the ice and from the tonic. So I got to taste the gin. Now, the gin I brought back is not the same gin, which I wasn't able to find, that gin, because this was in a hotel the hotel we stayed in Tokyo had a bar.
Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Is it a boy or a girl?
I hope you won't, he's a boy. I hope he won't bother you.
No, I have two dogs.
And good.
Yeah, I have a Cocker Spaniel and a little terrier.
Oh, lovely. So anyway, the gin was as good as any gin I have ever had. It was not fire water. I had no idea what to expect. And it was London Dry. In other words, there was juniper in there. I avoided any gin that had those botanicals that make it floral. I brought back a bottle which it'll be I haven't tasted. I haven't even opened the box. I'm waiting for you to be there to unbox it.
Oh wow.
It came with a special extra gift, yes. It came with an extra free gift which was not advertised at the time, which was a gin drinking glass. A Japanese gin drinking glass. So that's in a small separate box.
Yes, well, I am available for gin tasting at any time.
Well.